Welcome to Business and Money Mentors. Together, Mia, your business mentor, and Bonnie, Miss Money Boss, guide you on the need to knows to grow and manage your business successfully.
Welcome, everyone. I'm Mia. And with me is Bonnie, and we
are business
and money mentors. So welcome, Bonnie. Let's say hi to everybody.
Hi, Mia. I'm so happy to be here. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone. It's really exciting to have you join us on this first show of Business and Money Mentors, because we have so much to share with you. And each week we're sharing with you how we are presenting our show and all the nuggets that you can gain to make more money and to run your business more smoothly. Bonnie, would you like to share with everybody, since you're Ms. Money Boss, all about you?
Yes, I would love to. And the funny thing is, I don't normally love talking about myself, but you know what? When it comes to talking about money and how I love to help people with money, I love sharing about myself. And the reason is because I think that it's so important that you know how to take care of your money, how to make money, how to be more efficient and effective with your money, and also how to save more of the money. You know, whether you're in business or you're an employee, there are so many different things that you can do to protect yourself when it comes to money. And the reason that I call myself a money boss is because I've been working in the field of money for 25 years, doing CFO work. I've also been doing bookkeeping and business management for companies. And I'm currently working on this huge embezzlement case, and I see how when people do not oversee the finances going on in their business or their personal lives, that they can get stolen from very, very easily, and it can happen to anybody. So we want to help you keep more of the money you make, be really successful in business, and not get stolen from. And so this is really important, and these are the different kinds of things that I know that I'm going to be talking about, you know, when we're talking about money segments on the show.
That's awesome. And it doesn't just go for business, but you're going to also help people learn just about money altogether, mostly business. But when you said about money and embezzling, people get money taken from them all the time. So this is really exciting to share your knowledge of all these years and all this work.
Yeah. I mean, look, you know what, Mia? The truth is, if you have a bank account, an investment account, even if you're keeping money in a Coinbase account, or you have a credit card or a credit line, you can be stolen from. So everybody is a potential victim if they are not overseeing and knowing what's going on in their accounts.
That's right. And there's so much identity theft out there. So this is wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, let me share a little bit about me, right?
Yeah, I was just going to say, and I want to know what you're going to be teaching us about business, because you know what? I love learning about business, and I know that you have so much good stuff to share. So let's hear what you're going to be talking about, because I love this.
This is exciting. The reason I teach mentor and coach in business as a strategist is because, well, I started in business 35 years ago when I was a little wee babe of 18 years old. And I have had more than 15 businesses, brick and mortar, product lines, and of course, online businesses. And as we get to the place of this new modern world, everyone has to agree that our world has changed in the last 20 years. So most people don't understand how businesses run anymore. They like bang into each other, not knowing there's like this dark cloud over the word business. They don't know how to start a brick and mortar. They don't have ideas on product lines, period. But the online business as well is just something that that blocks them. They just don't understand, because there are little avenues that you must take in order to build your community, in order to build your client base, in order to build your income, in order to build your money, so that Bonnie can help us figure out how to keep more of it. So
okay, but wait. Go back to community, because I know that when I started my first business 25 years ago, I didn't have to worry about community. So why do we need to worry about community today in business?
Well, because there is so much all over. We need to connect to people. The internet has literally changed the way that we function in our world. We have these breaks between different generations. We're segmented apart. The older generation is hopping on with the younger generation on the internet and moving their businesses that way. Community helps bring people together. I'd like everybody to think about the internet for a minute and just think about how it has changed in your life, in society, over the last 20 years. Now, community is very important. This is where we meet our colleagues. This is where we build our followers. This is where we bring in everybody that we can support and give to. Now, there's ways in which to build the community, which Bonnie and I are going to talk about during either this show and in future shows, because community literally is, here's an example. When I came into this online business 10 years ago, I was just like everybody else. I don't know what to do. So I hired business coaches, and they didn't teach me how to create a business. So I decided that, along with that other business that I own, that I would start in the business world of teaching, so that people knew all the steps so that they could start making money right away. The biggest and most valuable thing that I created was community. People see me as a community creator, because I was able to start a magazine with more than 50 writers because they knew who I was. I was able to support people. It's about giving to people without going under, meaning you don't overstretch, but you support people and you love people and you nurture people. It's kindness, literally. Community.
So wait. So you're talking about giving value to people. Is that what you're talking about? Like when you're talking
about giving to people,
you're talking about giving valuable information, supporting people. That's what you're talking about, right? Not giving them money.
Oh, holy cow, no.
Okay, well, I just want to clarify this so that people understand, what we're actually talking about here.
you're absolutely right. Because I see it in one way, I don't realize that sometimes others might see it in a different way. So that's a very good point. It is about how we can support people. This is one quick way of supporting people. A business colleague calls you and says, or emails you or texts you and says, hey, I have something I need another pair of eyes on. Can I meet with you for 15 minutes? Do it, because one, it supports that person, which will turn around and support you, and two, you're being placed in the spot of the know-how. So when people start to come to you and say, wow, I just went to Bonnie for this and it was fabulous, or I went to me, or I went to Sally Sue, that people are going to remember that and they're going to come to you. So when you can share your time, I mean, I've seen you in the office, Bonnie, you spend a lot of time with people supporting.
Yes.
It's very, very valuable and very important.
Oh, yeah.
Together,
I mean, look, with your clients, I mean, even with potential clients, like for me, I know that I know that a lot of people do online what we call discovery calls, with people that may be a potential client for them for their business. I know that even in my business, where I'm working with people on their money or their numbers, a lot of times even I will meet with them in person for an hour doing the same exact thing, is like, asking them questions, starting to understand their business, finding out where their challenges are, where their weak links are, so that we can help support that and make sure that, we take care of that so that they don't feel like they're in a weakened position. So this is all super important stuff. Like, we have to know how to communicate with people that we are going to collaborate with, people that might ask us for help, and then one day they end up referring a ton of people to us. So, you know, instead of feeling like you need to be stingy with the knowledge that you have, it actually is the opposite. We have to be generous with the knowledge that we have. We have to feel comfortable giving, that we're not giving too much. Because what I found is that if somebody really kind of wanted to look into things, you know, I like to use dieting as an example because this is a really easy one, you know, when I think about this. You know, like if you look up dieting, there is all, you can find all the information out on the web about how to diet, how to lose weight, how to get rid of weight, how to get in shape. Like literally all the information is there. You don't actually need another person if you really did the research. You could get the information and you could do it on your own. But what happens is when you're in a stressful situation that you're doing something new, something that's uncomfortable for you. So like when you're building your business and you haven't had a business before, or maybe you have, but business is changing because now the web is taking like this whole new spin on business. You need support. And the way that it's best to have support is to have somebody who knows, who's been there, who's done that, who can help walk you through so that you don't have to go through all the pain points that everybody before you has gone through. You can skip some of those steps if you choose to. And the reason I say if you choose to is because a lot of times, even when people are working with a mentor or a guru or whatever, they still have that self-sabotage inside. You know, that thing that they're going to do that, you know, they're going to have to do it their way, and they kind of have to go through their challenges just because that it's that little rebel inside that we all have, you know, that is like, well, I'm going to try it my way because, no, my way is better. Like, I think I have a better idea. So I think that, you know, people are still going to make their mistakes, but the thing is that you can really push through things and break through barriers that each of us have. I mean, I know, Mia, I know we've worked on mindset stuff. You know, yes. I've worked with business coaches, branding coaches, marketing coaches, sales coaches, life coaches. You know, I've worked with every kind of coach there is. And the truth is that each time I've done that, I've grown. I've learned things about myself. I've been able to break through different kinds of barriers that I wasn't able to break through before because I didn't even know they existed. So sometimes we're kind of like our own worst enemy and we don't even realize it until we go out there and we get some help and we get some accountability, you know, from people that know and have been through what we're going to be going through so that they can help us through. And this is why I think that what you and I are doing is so important. Like, there are a million business coaches out there. That's the truth. However, you've had every kind of business, whether it be brick and mortar, online, or somewhere in between. You've had service businesses, product businesses, and there are no business coaches teaching the money side of business, which is the back end of business. The back end of business is as important, if not more important, than the front end of your business. And the reason why is because if the front end of your business is running efficiently and effectively, and the back end of your business is not, you could be losing millions of dollars. So like even people that are making, they're earning seven figures in their business, if that money is not being managed, if it's not being taken care of, if it's not being watched, if nobody is looking at, analyzing, or assessing the numbers, you're definitely losing money. I can guarantee you 150%, and it's just a matter of how much. So the back end of business is just as important as the front end of business. Without taking care of the back end of your business, you will be put out of business. Like if you're not filing tax returns for several years, eventually you're going to get caught and you're going to get in trouble. That's the truth.
That's right.
And you're going to either pay a very, very high financial price for not having done that, or you're going to go to jail, you know, depending on what you're talking about. So because, so these things are important, but nobody is teaching this stuff. And so one of the things that I love about what we're doing, Mia, is that we're going to bring all sides of business, the front end and the back end. And there are two ends of the business. And without both of them working efficiently and effectively, the business won't be working efficiently and effectively.
That's right. That's right. And so on the front end, we're going to be talking about branding, websites, client bases, licenses, funnels, webinars, you name it, everything that you need to know. And we're going to be talking about brick and mortar stuff and product lines. We also, which we'll give information at the end, but we want you guys to ask us questions. We want you guys to hop on the lines, not per se right now, but on our future shows and ask your questions, because this is where you're getting free coaching. This is where you're getting stuff from people who know and have seen it work. We also, as Bonnie talked about, we will be talking about communication on certain things. You have questions about how to communicate with a partner or somebody who's coming towards you that you don't understand, ask us. It's a fun thing to talk about. We're going to talk about mindset and focus work, because when you, as Bonnie said, when you deal with coaches or within yourself, you're growing, whether you're doing a business, whatever, you're doing the internal work as well. People think that the business is just business. This is our life, guys. Our business and our life, even our spiritual life, they are all connected together. If you don't build a platform on each one of those, you are not solid. So if, like Bonnie brought up the food thing as an example, let's go back to that briefly. If you don't have a foundation set up on how you're going to maintain your body, yes, our beautiful bodies, then you're not going to do it. So that foundation needs to be layered. Same with business, knowing how to do all this stuff, keep more of the money you make. It's beautiful stuff. So I love that we're bringing all this to people. I'm not sure if there's anything out there like it. So we're going to have a great, great time.
Well, and I think breaking it down, breaking things down into bite-sized pieces. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry I keep, you know, having these food analogies. But you know what? They just seem so fitting here. You know, like I think that, you know, one of the reasons why the money part of business or the back end of business is so scary for people is because they think of it as this big thing. You know what I mean? Like, because it's like so enormous, like all this stuff that I have to do that I don't want to do. And it's not, the truth is, for most people, they do not consider it the fun part of business. Okay. So let's talk about how we can make money the fun part of business just for a second here. You know what I'm saying, Mia? Mm-hmm. I mean, look,
yes.
The truth is, if let's just say that you analyze the numbers of what happened last month in your business and you saw that you were spending too much money on something that was like not really kind of helping your business. And like, let's say you spent an extra $2,000 on that thing and it really wasn't helping, and you decided that next month you're not going to invest in that same thing, you know, whatever that thing is.
Yep.
Because it's a monthly thing. Now all of a sudden the bottom line, you know, you now saw that that thing wasn't helping. So you've now saved yourself $2,000, okay, which you can either choose to take and use for something else that would benefit you more, or you can profit from it. Like you can actually have, you know, extra money for yourself, believe it or not. You know, mm-hmm. So many people in business don't realize that they need to pay themselves. You know, this is a really common thing about amongst people that work for themselves as what we call sometimes solopreneurs, entrepreneurs. So I want to just say something. A solopreneur, an entrepreneur, and a business owner are the same exact thing. And the reason I'm saying that is because a lot of people that are entrepreneurs don't think of themselves as business owners because they might be a one-woman or one-man show. But the truth is they're still a business owner. You know, so whether you have one person working in your company or hundreds or thousands of people, you're still a business owner. And all of these things that apply to solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, and business owners are really the same thing, you know, at the end of the day.
That's right.
So front end of the business, back end of the business, if we are knowing what's happening in our business, like you know, when we think about the front end of our business, I think the biggest thing we think of is sales, right, Mia?
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Okay. So, you know, if we think about sales, we're usually trying to hit certain sales goals. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So, like, when I think about hitting sales goals, on the back end side of things, I think about how can I be more profitable, or how can I keep more of the money, you know, how can I take a bigger salary because I'm hitting my sales goals, or what is there that I need to buy that might even increase my sales goals, you know, or do I need to network with some people? Do I need to go to some events? Like, where do I need to spend money that will actually help make me more money at the end of it?
That's right. And as people start to look at this and they can see the things to remove and to add, the fear of it all disappears. Because
exactly.
we have as humans, we have a lot of fear of the unknown. So making this all known, black and white, on paper so you can see it more or less, that kind of where you absolutely know everything, there's nothing hidden. There's no fear. And that's where it's important as a business owner, because when you don't know and you're not making enough money and you're not paying your bills to keep your business running, what are you doing? You're in serious fear because you know that you're about to go under. And that doesn't need to happen. That doesn't need to happen at all. Yeah.
Well, and here's the thing. So 3 out of the 5 reasons Forbes did a study about, you know, like why businesses go under. And here's the crazy part. 3 out of the 5 reasons all had to do with the management of money by the owner of the business, or the, you know, the way that the business owner was running the actual business and the finances part of it. So it's really interesting. It's like, you know, the statistics are that 80 to 90% of businesses fail in the first year and a half. That is a drastic number. That's big. It's huge.
That's very big.
So basically 15%, so if you start a business, you have a 15% chance of succeeding in business. And I will guarantee you that those people that are the 15% that are succeeding are definitely having something done with the financial end of their business. They're not ignoring the finances in their business, because if they keep ignoring the finances in their business, they won't be in business very shortly.
That's right.
So these are real things that we're talking about. So if you are somebody who really does want to be a business owner and you really do want to thrive, you have the capabilities to do so. Every single person does. But there are some key things that you do have to do in order to do that. You know, you can't just think that you know, because you have a business and because you're making sales that you're going to be doing well. Because I've seen people, you know, like literally selling millions of dollars of stuff and wondering where all the money went. That's the biggest question. When I get new clients, the first thing they ask me is, where did all my money go? And then I start looking at the numbers, and then I start breaking things down, and then I'm like, oh, well, you're spending this, you're spending that. And once they realize it, you know, like even if you're creating, let's say, a budget for yourself at home, you know, so let's just talk about, you know, spending on a whole, right? So I bet that if you know, there's basically, there's this crazy cycle. It's called the money cycle. And the way that it works is like this, okay? You deposit money into your account, and in your mind, in your subconscious, you now have this thing that lets you know that you now have X amount of dollars to spend. So whatever you deposited, you now know that it's a free-for-all, right? So your subconscious mind is now going to start to get you to start spending that money, whether it's paying your bills or buying new things or whatever. But basically, whatever you've deposited into that account that you can see is going to be gone in a relatively quickly period of time.
Yeah.
And then until you replenish that account with new money that now you can once again start spending again. But if you take some of that money and put it away before you deposit it so that you don't see it, then that's how you can actually start putting away some money and not spend it all. Because if you see it, you will spend it. That's kind of how it goes. And so the same thing, the same mentality goes on a credit card statement. It's like if you see that you have, you know, $10,000 available, it's like you in your mind think that you have a license to spend $10,000 even though it's not your money.
Right, right.
Crazy,
so it's
right?
It's about retraining the way we're looking at things. As
yep.
you guys will hear us talk about, it's all about our belief systems and all this stuff. It can all be corrected with just understanding things. So as Bonnie, I wanted to ask you, you were saying, because people are going to say, oh my gosh, that's a great idea. I don't know if in the modern world of parenting, I know that when my kids were growing up, they're now in their early 20s, that I really promoted savings and all that. So mm-hmm. I used to promote 10%. Do you promote 10 or 20%? Or does that also
I usually tell people to put away at least 10%.
Uh-huh. That's, you know, that's brilliant because
I mean, it depends on what you're making. If you're making tons of money, right. it's easy to put away, you know, more money. But if you're not
of
making
course.
Tons of money, it's not easy to put away a big chunk of money. So it's
so here's
all relative to how much somebody's making as to what I usually suggest for them.
Right. So if I got a paycheck of $100 and that was after taxes, that's my net, then I should be putting away $10. So you guys can see it. That's a simple analogy, but that's what you do is you put it into another account where you can't touch it. So it is really important to understand this stuff. I want to share my 5% rule. We have to put it up on our website, don't we, Bonnie? I think it's great. So there's a 5% rule in life, period, and this will help us, since we're talking about percentages, this will help alleviate people's fear in the business world, or you can even take it into your regular life, your dating life, your friendship life, whatever. If there are over 7 billion people on our planet, which there are, the 5% mm-hmm. rule is 5% of 7 billion is 350 million people. So guess what? We have a 5% rule and more, that 5% of the population will love our work, will love who we are. Guys, do you get that that's over 350 million opportunities? Get rid of this scarcity, this lack, this fear. We have enough to support each other and ourselves. We just need to keep our mind clear and moving forward. We were not always like this. We had lives just like everybody else. And you will find that when you look into books about business or finances, what a lot of these people who have been around for years, like Napoleon Hill and things like that with their books, it's all about getting out of limitation and fear. It's about seeing what's truly there for you and becoming mm-hmm. empowered. So
exactly.
What Bonnie and I say, yeah, it's going to bless more than 350 million people. But, you know, you guys have the opportunity to also take the steps, do research, grab books, read them, grab things online, listen to us. So my point is the 5% rule will serve you to help alleviate your fear and understand that there is so much out there. There's 350 million clients waiting for you. They just need to find you.
Right.
And
well, you just need to put yourself out there so that they can.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes. Yes.
I mean, and I you know, let me tell you, putting yourself out there is not so easy for everybody. I mean, I know for myself, Mia, I'm an introvert. I mean, Mia, you're an extrovert, right?
I'm an introvert, but people say I'm an extroverted introvert. I was not always an extrovert. I used to be so shy that my knees would rattle and people thought I was a bitchy girl because I was that shy.
Oh, my God. That's so funny because knowing
that?
You, I would never think that in a million years. But truthfully, I am like the true introvert, and I have had to come out of my shell in order to really kind of grow my business in a bigger way. And I know that, you know, that wasn't an easy thing for me. Like, I had to do some training to be able to come out of my shell, to feel comfortable speaking in front of people and talking to people and not feeling, you know, like I was always fine, like in an environment with a couple people, like a few people, a business meeting. Yeah. But when it came to like lots of people, no way. I mean, shooting video, no way. That was like not something that I was going to ever be doing. Little did I know. Ha, ha, ha.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, even tips on how to feel uncomfortable and confident when you're doing that, especially when you're an introvert, you know, like tools so that you can overcome a lot of the fears that are that you have to deal with when you're running a business.
Yes.
And you some of them are your own subconscious big time that we don't realize that are self-sabotaging us, believe it or not.
Well, let's talk about the subconscious just for a moment, because this all goes in hand with business. I call the subconscious that ironclad door that just slams shut. The subconscious is really, if we look at it not in a frightening way, like that ironclad door, what it does is it's the information that we've had grow within us, our belief system, everything else, our entire life. So really, when you look at the subconscious as something that is there to help us and protect us, it's regurgitating information. This is why setting new patterns in business, in life, in love, whatever you're creating, because I'm a creator, I believe you can do it all. So whatever you're creating, when you're setting these new patterns, you're replacing the old information in your subconscious to something conscious and that mm-hmm. works for you. And it's something that you just continually work on until you start to feel it and see it. And it does literally support you and change the way. Bonnie told you guys how she is an introvert and she had to take classes. Well, guess what, guys? When I first started this, like 10 years ago, this online business that I have right now that I love to death, that may not be the right word to death, but that I adore, I was just like that. I mean, I didn't know what, this is why I teach this business formula class, because I did not know how to start this online business. It was so different from the stores that I had. I did even have a product line of, I had a medical supply business that I sold to the movie business. So for their medical teams used to buy my stuff. So, but bringing it to just an online was crazy. I was scared. I had to work through this stuff. Find your way to get through. Work on that fear. Remove it. If you want to say diminish it away, whatever. Become the warrior with it. I know that that sounds at first, it's like, hell, well, that's easier to say than do, but give yourself gentleness about all of this, because if you put too much pressure on yourself, you're not going to be able to absorb anything in your business. You want to be fresh and not exhausted. When we put mental strain on ourselves, what do? We become exhausted. We want business to be so much fun for you guys that you spend hours and say, oh my goodness, I've been working 12 hours. I need to go home. I need to have some other kind of fun, but that you love what you do. Loving what you do is the most important thing, and that makes you a successful business owner. Yes, having $1 million saved in the bank is fabulous, but living a life with a business of understanding how to live with your money flowing easily, whether it's $100,000, $500,000, $1 million plus, it's very important to get rid of the fear and to have fun with what you're doing. We all have heard this. And yes?
Oh, I wanted to say something about getting rid of the fear and stuff like that.
Let me just say this one thing. We've all heard on our, you know, when people say on your deathbed, you're not going to talk about wanting to work more hours. You're going to say, I wish I had more fun. So make your business fun. Okay, Bonnie, over to you.
So in relationship to all the fear and getting rid of the fear, oh, my God, goodness, something's going on.
No, you take that. I'll take this.
Okay. In relationship to getting rid of all the fear, I think that what people don't understand is that fear comes up on a regular basis. So whether you are somebody who, like, every time you up-level, new fear comes in. That's the truth. So the thing is that when you say get rid of the fear, the only thing that you can get rid of is the current stuff that you know about right now. Because what ends up happening is there's new fear that comes up all the time as you grow, as your business grows, as you develop. So that's why, like, a lot of times, you know, people think, like, they get kind of like on a high. I know that this has happened to me before, where let's say I'm at a certain level and all of a sudden, for the first time ever, I break through that level. And while I'm breaking through that level, emotionally and mentally, I'm like on this high, like, oh my God, like nothing can stop me. I'm there. I've got this. And then all of a sudden, you know, the reality sets in, right? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden it's like, okay, now I have all this. Now what? Like, how am I going to handle it all? All of a sudden it becomes scary, like whether there's more people that you're servicing, or it's a bigger dollar volume that you're taking in, and now you feel like you have all this more, this bigger responsibility, and maybe now you even need to hire help and delegate things, because literally things have gotten so busy that you cannot handle them all yourself. So fear comes in because now you have to give up some control, okay? And a lot of people are literally, control is like the one of the biggest challenges that people have in their business, you know, like how to manage and control things without being over controlling, without micromanaging, you know. So it's like, yes, you want to be in charge of everything, you want to be overseeing everything, but you don't want to be the one doing everything, and you don't want to be the one that is ignorant about all the other things that are going on in your business. So, you know, part of being a business owner is overseeing and managing everything that's happening. And that can get super scary. That's like a new level that, let's say you were an employee and now all of a sudden you're a business owner, right? And now you're growing so much that now you have to manage people and you've never had to do that before. That becomes a scary thing. And there's a learning curve, like, how do I manage people? And then, you know, a lot of times when you first start managing people, because you don't really know kind of like how to work this right, it's not really highly effective, you know, until you start strategizing and changing things and figuring out how to best work with people that are working for you. So, well, getting rid of fear is important, breaking through fear, releasing fear, but understanding that new fears will come and there's always going to be something to break through is the point of that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And we all have different personalities. See, that's what the unique thing about us. So learning how to manage people, how to work with people, it's very important because, as we all know, there's those bosses, those supervisors that yell and scream and cannot process things to their people that they're trying to guide. And that does not make for a comfortable workplace. So if you know that you're a little bit have an edge, or you're not, you have to have the KISS method. It's the kick, kiss, kiss method. And so that is, you're kind, then you're firm, and then you leave them with something kind. Because it's very important to know how to have people follow you and work with you. Now, Bonnie had said about hiring out and hiring people, you know, on your team. This is really important too. Think about this, guys. If you make, I don't know, $25, $35, $100 an hour, $350 an hour, $1,000 an hour, you need to be aware of what is going to save you money. Hiring out, letting go of the control, having an assistant that can do the work that is not your genius. You have no business learning your computer stuff. I'm talking about, for say, the autoresponders, where we have an email list and we send it out to thousands upon thousands of people. If that's not your genius, don't get stuck on it, have your assistant do it. That's what she knows, and that's what you're hiring her for. Make sure you're using your time wisely so that you can keep creating more products, more clients, more money, and allow other people to support you. There are not very many people are just not good delegators, but you can learn to be a good delegator. So that's something that's very important to understand too, and how to build your team. All of these go together. It's not just about, we're not talking about the community now with all the masses of people. We're talking about your team. Your team is you and people that work for you. Whether it's like Bonnie and I, we have assistants, we have graphic artists, we have so many people that we can rely on to do the things that we need to get our websites up and moving, to keep things looking good on social media, because we also have to keep, you know, as part of our marketing process. So just slowly implement things in, write out lists so that you can see it and absorb it into yourself so that you can move forward to make yourself more money, to keep yourself calmer, and to, again, love your business. It's about enjoying what you're doing in life.
Oh, my God. Isn't that true? You know, I'm so glad that you said that, and I want to speak to that, because I have to tell you kind of like something that happened to me in my financial business a few years ago that really changed things for me. So I've had my financial business for 25 years, and when I first started my financial business, I was so excited about it, and I loved it, and I grew it, and then in 2008, a business manager that had referred me this huge client that had like a lot of different businesses, when the market crashed, you know, the housing market crashed, mm-hmm. I was making from this one client like literally $6,000 to $7,000 a month. And the business manager took the client away because they now wanted to earn that money because they weren't earning enough money from the client. And I remember how devastated I was. And I started hating my business, and I started getting really angry. And literally, I put out the energy that I didn't want to be in that business anymore. And guess what happened, Mia?
What?
I started losing clients.
Oh.
And the referral sources that were giving me referrals realized that I wasn't in love with my business anymore, and they stopped referring me business. And so Basically I was maintaining some of my clientele, right? And then I had lost some, and so that was gone, and I was now not getting new business. And for 1 year, my business, like, I really had to like really focus on just maintaining my business. And I remember being terrified that if I lost one client, I didn't know what was going to happen. You know what I mean? I was like in that state. And then a few years went by, and all of a sudden, one day, I had I got this amazing aha moment. And I realized that I had been holding back my gifts of helping people to really be able to manage the money and really be successful in business by managing the back end of their business and learning the things that they needed to know so that they could really do this and do this right. And I got excited about my business again. And guess what started happening? I started getting new clients. My referral sources, those same referral sources that shut down, opened up again to me and started referring me business again, and my business started booming, and I didn't even have to go out looking for business. I didn't have to pay for advertising. All I had to do was be in love with my business and show it to people that I loved my business, I cared about it, and I was so excited to be in it, and I couldn't wait to help people. And that was like a huge aha moment, like, oh my God. When you're excited about something, you draw people to you. Mm-hmm. When you really, truly are, like when they really see that it's authentic, you draw people in that need that information. And basically, you can just explode. You can keep growing and growing and growing as long as you are still in love with your business. And when you fall out of love, people notice. And people stop coming to you.
This is so valuable what you just said, because we all go through this. It's like a tempo that we have in business. How do we move through it? How to be congruent consistently, right? So I experienced something similar. It's so funny that you say that, because we are all going to have it, but we can't, you know, experience this until we don't. But we don't need to stress out about it. The same thing happened when I opened up my magazine years ago, in addition to my other work. People knew that it was a big, powerful magazine because of all the readerships and the information about it. And they started saying, "You're too busy. You're too busy." So somewhere along the line, I gave off that edge that I was too busy instead of being the open door. And I remember pausing when I heard that for several months, and I said immediately, no, that's not who I am. I'm here to support people. So I had to shift that energy and shift the way that I was communicating outward to the world. Now, it's not about us hiding who we truly are. It's about us, who our personal life is our own personal business. Our business life is what in the business world we want to share. So who we become as a business owner would be any type of leader, somebody that guides people through with information that supports people along, that lifts them up, that shows them that they're there to help. So those are the type of businesses that seem to move along very well, because when you are in love with your business, there's nothing else that shows than just that excitement of supporting people. So again, it's a form of communication, isn't it, Bonnie? Communication.
Oh, absolutely.
Out from ourself to the world. Yeah, very valuable.
But being authentic in it, you know what I mean? Like, you know, yes. How like when you meet that person and they're like smiling in your face and you can tell that they're being phony? You know what I'm talking about, right?
Well, I've seen it on TV, but yeah.
Exactly. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about. It's like you really want to be authentic in this. Like you really want to, you really need to be in love with your business, not just appear as if you do.
Not fake it till you make it.
Yeah, not fake it till you make it. Exactly, exactly. Yeah, because people feel the energy of it, and it's like, it's crazy. You know, it's interesting because I don't promote, you know, my accounting business, you know, online, my bookkeeping business or my business management business. But in talking about the things in money, as I start to, what I've noticed is as I start to talk about money, or different areas of money or things or tips or value, people start to ask me, well, where can I go to get this type of service? You know, like who does this kind of stuff? And I have actually gotten entrepreneurs online without actually doing marketing per se, not any direct marketing anyways, no sales pages. I don't even have a website, okay, truth. No website.
Well, that's for that one business.
Not for that one business.
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
No website.
Yes.
But the truth is that I'm excited. I talk about things and I inspire people to ask questions. So one of the things that's good is if you're an expert in a field is to inspire people to ask you questions that you can answer publicly in some public format, whether it be on a video or in a blog. That is a question that a lot of people probably want to know and you have the answer to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, you can even do them on videos, you know, on Facebook Lives. I mean, I know that's a really popular thing that people like is when, you know, they get information for questions that they need to know. Like, I know that I Google search a bunch of stuff. What do you do, Mia? How do you find out answers to things you want to know?
Well, it just comes right to me. No, I'm kidding. Yeah, of course I do. I do the research, too. Yes, we have to do this stuff so that we can keep moving forward. And the brilliant thing is, this is, again, going back to the internet, the brilliant thing is the world has cracked open for us. So are we going to use it as our glorious oyster and eat from it and create from it and live magnificently from it? Or are we going to still stay in that old paradigm thought, I'm stuck, I can't move forward, I can't create what I want? I prefer to look at life as this glorious oyster that's cracked open. And yes, the internet has helped with that. Remember, guys, be very aware of your sources as you're Googling and searching. Information can be put up by anyone. So make sure that it's a reputable source when you're looking for statistics, how-tos, and all that kind of stuff. Because there are a lot of people out there who want to be heard, right? And so it's not about just making noise. It's about what is going to make people money, what is going to make people happier in their business, and how can you learn how to create things from the very get-go, you know, licenses, everything. It's just, it's not a scary world out there. Like when you and I first came into the online world, it was scary for us. I remember the first year going, I'm hiring these coaches and I'm not making headway. They want to blueprint my mind instead of read my information and shoot me out there and get my website up and get my branding and get my clients and, you know, and help me make money so that I can learn to save it and take care of myself. You know, I mean, this is something that male and females deal with on a regular basis. We're not all born Rockefellers. You know, we all don't have trust funds. The majority of the population has to make money in order to survive. This is a money planet. And with that being said, that means that we can't just barter anymore. Like in, you know, in the old days, 2,000 years ago, we have to have the greenback to put down.
Absolutely.
This is awesome. This is an awesome, I love that we're doing this. And I do hope that people also, well, I know that they're going to love it because it's going to be great. So in future, we're going to be talking about, continue talking about money. If you guys have questions, on our website here at BBS Radio, you'll also be able to find Mia at miasigns.com and Bonnie Books 2, Bonnie at Bonnie Books 2.com. Is that correct, Bonnie?
No, it's Bonnie's Books 2 at gmail.com.
Okay, I'm sorry. And so be sure to ask this question so that we can support you. This is a wonderful opportunity for us to share and have you grow in our community, and also for us to be able to support you and for you to learn how to do all the little things. People, so here's an example, like branding. People are so baffled by branding. We're going to just do an overview. So the average person creating a business knows how to be congruent and consistent with their look and what it's all about throughout all measures of marketing. We're going to talk about marketing, website, how to bring in your client base. That's the toughest thing. Bonnie's going to help us with the licenses and things that we need to know, and banking and how to set that all up, and when to hire an attorney and when not to, and how to create funnels and webinars and really, really grow your business magnificently.
And who are the people you need on your business team as you grow? Like, who do you need from the start? Who do you need as you grow? You know, what kind of qualifications should they have? You know, what kind of insurances do you need? You know, depending on the type of business that you're in. One of the things that is a big thing right now in insurance is cyber security. So this is going to be, this is an amazing tip right now that I'm going to give you that most, I would say 99.9% of entrepreneurs do not know right now. As of 2019, cybersecurity is going to be required by almost every business. Any business where somebody could potentially hack your computer and get any type of information, whether it be identity theft, credit card information, or personal, you know, medical records or any type of information like that, any kind of business that has any doings with any of these things is going to be required to have cyber security insurance because of the huge amount of frauds and hackers and things like that going out there on the web. So if you have a computer that literally is connected to the internet and you're collecting credit card information from your clients who are purchasing your products and services, that's not going through a company like a PayPal, as an example. Like, let's say you have a merchant account and you're typing, you know, they, and you're storing their credit card information, you need to have cybersecurity insurance. This is the kind of thing that you're only going to learn at Business and Mentors Financing. You're not going to learn this kind of stuff all over the place. But we talk about this stuff because we're in the know, because we have people that are supporting us in the insurance fields and every other field, so that we basically have information that most people don't know about yet. And that's
which is pretty
key.
Amazing. It's so very amazing, Bonnie, to have, yeah, to have this up to date info. It's beautiful. Wonderful.
Absolutely.
And we are coming up on tax season. I'm sure that in the next or the show after that, you're going to give a few tips. Is that correct?
Yep. So we are actually in tax season. Tax season goes through April 15th. And if you cannot file your taxes before April 15th, you need to make sure that you have filed a tax extension form and paid in any monies that you would potentially be owing. So
super.
If you make sure you do that before April 15th, if you're not going to file your taxes before April 15th.
And next week we'll talk more about that. And thank you all for joining us on Business and Money Mentors with Mia Sines and Bonnie Gale.